Und hat unter Wort von der Erfüllung. So sind wir nur Botschafter an Christi Stadt, der Gott ermahnt uns, so üben wir nun an Christi Stadt, lasst euch versöhnen mit Gott. Denn er hat den, der von keiner Sünde wusste, für uns zur Sünde gemacht, damit wir nie die Gerechtigkeit würden, die vor Gott gilt.
A few weeks ago, maybe a couple of weeks ago now,
vor zwei Wochen,
I was asked to meet with a group of African-American pastors. And a group of white pastors. And we met in Washington, D.C. And the purpose was to talk about reconciliation. And taking reconciliation beyond where it already happened. With the strong conviction that if the church doesn't lead the way, racial issues get completely out of control. And God wants to use His church to bring us together. And they asked me if I would just take that part of that first morning and talk about identity.
I've
done a lot of teaching on identity, so that wasn't too difficult. And of course, they wanted it to apply to racial reconciliation. And one of the verses that I used and have used for years with identity
is
2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, all things have become new. And I talk about the fact that you receive Jesus, you're in Christ, that's how God sees you. And that really is where new identity begins. And I use that verse, if I said 2,000 times, I wouldn't be exaggerating. And I know the scriptures that talk about reconciliation and God giving us the ministry of reconciliation. But for some reason, I have never put them together. Now, there they are in the same chapter, right next to each other. In fact, they're intertwined. And for some reason, I never really put them together. And I was really shocked when I looked at that. Because it flows out of being a new creation in Christ that there comes the possibility of reconciliation with yourself. And the people around you. But it begins with reconciliation with God. And I want to kind of look at it a little differently this morning. Because I'm obviously talking to people who have you know, a certain amount of reconciliation with God. You've come to know Jesus, you're a new creation, you and God are in relationship. faccio questa grazia.
Now, in what about the official church? Anybody know why it wouldn't have been an official church?
Wirst du nur, dass es keine offizielle Church ist?
No. We didn't give an offering. Now, I say hating God, it probably was much more a love-hate relationship.
Say, Hoss, I was using an
Over the years, I've come to realize if you don't begin to understand and see who God made you to be,
und ich habe auch verstanden, dass wenn du nicht verstehst, wie Gott dich
geschaffen hat, wird es alle
Bereiche, die in deinem Leben sind.
I think many of us create the picture of Father God out of our own brokenness.
Und in der Kreation schafft das Gottesbild, was sie auf unseren Letzten.
And so when I talk about reconciliation with God,
wenn ich eine Versöhnung mit Gott rede,
I'm assuming that you've reconciled in the sense of salvation.
Dann nehme ich an, dass du versöhnt bist, dass sie von Rettung erfahren.
But there's often a lot of stuff inside that has never been reconciled.
Also ich glaube, es ist unverzüglich, weil du meinst, gar nicht versöhnt bist.
And a lot of old lies that we believe about what God's like.
Und ganz auf, all die Lüge, die wir glauben, Gott ist.
And lies that we believe about what we're like.
Und Lüge, die wir glauben, wir sind.
And we don't talk about them, but we carry them with us wherever we go.
Wir reden darüber, aber wir brauchen keine Ahnung.
Now, think about this for a minute. If you don't like the person that God made you to be, I'm not talking about areas of sin in your life. Not talking about areas where the environment's twisted you. But you don't like the basic man, the basic woman that God made you to be. And you believe that God was involved in your creation, then you've got to have a problem with God. And I think that is a huge Christian issue. We don't like who we are. And much of the time is because we don't really know who we are. And yet we know that God was involved in creating us.
Und Gott wusste, dass Gott der Gixi uns geschaffen hat.
And so while we can put this smile on and say, God is so good.
Und dann sieht man nachher und sagt, Gott ist gut.
Deep inside there's something else going on.
Geht etwas ganz anderes auf die Linie.
If God is so good, then why did this happen to me?
Wenn Gott gut ist, warum ist das mit mir passiert?
And we carry that in our lives.
Und wir tragen das in unserem Leben.
We carry that in how we feel about Father God.
Wir tragen das in dem, wie wir denken über Gott.
We carry how we feel about ourselves and how we feel about people.
Und wir tragen das dürfen über uns.
So reconciling with God is not only I come into relationship through Jesus.
Versöhnung mit Gott ist nicht nur die Beziehung durch Jesus mit Gott.
It's not only that I know Him as my Savior.
Nicht nur, dass ich ihn erkenne als mein Retter.
But reconciliation is that I begin to understand how much He really loves me.
Versöhnung ist, dass ich jetzt verstehe, wie fest Gott mich gern hat.
I begin to see Him for who He really is.
Dass ich mich auch erkenne, für wen es wirklich
ist. And that relationship is healed. And this may sound for some of you a little bit strange. I think a lot of us need healing in our lives and relationship to God. Because this is what God's like. But that's not really what He's like. That picture comes out of the brokenness of our lives. And so really when you talk about reconciliation with God and reconciliation with yourself, they really do go together. If any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things passed away, all things have become new.
All die Sachen sind vergangen, alles ist neu geworden.
In Christ, I am new.
In Christus bin ich neu.
And much of that comes out of understanding of what Jesus has done for us.
Und ganz viel kommt aus dem Verständnis dessen, was Jesus Christus für uns getan hat.
And how that applies to every aspect of our lives.
Und wie das auf jeden Lebensaspekt für uns angewendet wird.
When I was sitting with these black and white pastors, and realizing the tension that can often be between us, I sat there thinking to myself, how do you of us need to take time just to sit down and say, God, I maybe it's even I forgive you. That doesn't mean that God, ever did anything wrong. Often it's the way we perceive something. And forgiveness is always in me. So God's not done anything wrong. But sometimes our concept of God is messed up. Sometimes when He doesn't meet our expectations, we have a problem. My cousin, who is, well, she's my age now. When she was 13 years old, her mother died of cancer.
And she went to her store.
And Linda was strong. And she was, you know, obviously for a 13-year-old girl, it was a huge loss. But she worked over the years, she worked through the pain of all of that. 35 years later, she's struggling in some areas of relationship with God. And she doesn't quite understand why. And so she kind of sets herself to, I'm going to dig into this. I'm going to ask God to show me what it is. I want to know what's wrong here. And so she did. And one of the times that she was praying about this, she heard the Holy Spirit speak to her. You're angry at me. And she said, huh, I'm not angry at you. He said, you're angry at me. And she said, I love you, I'm not angry at you. And she really never thought, never thought about being angry with God. I think partly because we're not supposed to do that. And so that's one of the Christian things that we bury. Because we know God does nothing wrong. So the problem must be ours. And so we don't want to talk about anything in us that reflects anger towards God. And then she really did have a deep relationship and love for Jesus. But when he said, you're angry at me, she said, I'm not. Then after a while, she began to realize something that God was putting his finger on something. And then she heard God say, you're angry because you think I took your mother from you. You're angry because you didn't understand what happened. And she said that became more than she could handle. And 35 years later, she comes to the realization, I carried this anger towards God because something, my mother died, God didn't do what I expected him to do.
Und sie realisiert, dass sie für dieses Jahr das nicht zurückträgt, weil Gott damals das nicht gemacht hat, was sie erwartet hat, und unterschoben ist.
And she would say today that that was one of the most freeing moments of her life.
Und sie würde sagen, dass sie heute der befreiendste Moment in ihrem Leben war.
When she was able to see that, or able to deal with the anger that she had towards God.
Wo sie wirklich merkte, dass sie wirklich mit der Angst und Gott gegenüber den Flüchten ist, die wir können schaffen können.
A number of years ago,
for a while,
I had a son that was murdered. And there's a lot around that story. But being a leader, you just kind of put on the leadership mask. And yeah, you cry, you hurt, all that's true. But we put on this leadership mask and I've got to be strong.
Und du hast eine Leidenschaftsmaske an, sagst du, du musst stark sein.
And yet I had an awful lot of questions.
Aber ich habe so viele Fragen.
Then why did you let this happen?
Warum ist das passiert?
I thought if I did what you told me to do, you would take care of my family.
Ich habe gedacht, dass wenn ich das mache, und du mir sagst, dass du dich in die Familie
bringst. How did this happen?
Wie kann das so etwas passieren?
And again, those were not things I would have ever said to anybody.
Nicht, dass ich so etwas gesagt hätte.
But they were things that I carried deep inside.
Und die habe tief in die Erinnerung gelegt.
And it wasn't until I came to a place where I said, God, I don't understand why this took place.
Es hat erst dann funktioniert, wenn sie hochkommen und sagen, Herr, ich verstehe nicht.
I don't like it. I have a lot of questions.
Ich habe auch viele Fragen.
But I choose to trust you.
Aber ich entscheide mich, dir zu trauen.
I know your character.
Ich kenne deinen Charakter.
I know what you're like.
Ich weiß, wie du bist.
You, when I get to heaven, you've got a lot of answering to do.
Wenn ich zusammen mit dir bin, musst du mir auch viele Fragen geben.
In fact, if you have questions and you get in line in heaven, I'm going to push you out of the way for me. Because I have some questions about why God allowed my son to be killed. There's nothing wrong with questions. And some of those questions God has answered. But there's still a couple of them that are unanswered. And I came to the place that I was not going to live
und ich habe in Jesus ins Wort getrunken mit Bitterkeit und der Reue im Herzen über Gott
leben. Because I realized it would affect every other area of my life.
Weil ich feststelle, dass es alle anderen Lebensbereiche mir beeinflusst.
I wasn't going to live with that.
Ich habe mich in der
Reue im Herzen. And I can remember the day that I sat down and said, I choose to trust you.
Und ich weiß noch an dem Tag, dass ich hergekommen bin und gesagt habe, hey, ich entscheide mich, dir zu trauen.
Someday I'll get the answers. But until then, I choose to trust you.
Aber bis dann entscheide ich mich zu trauen.
And for me, that was huge freedom. Reconciliation is not just I received Jesus and reconciled with God in that sense.
Versöhnung ist nicht nur die Empfang Jesus Christus, sondern eine Versöhnung mit Gott.
It really has to do with my heart being free towards Him. It has to do with removing anything that separates us. Reconciliation has to do with dealing with the issues that are between us and God or between us and one another. Often between us and ourselves. And it's allowing God to remove them so that there can be clean, right, strong relationship. One of the things I often share with leaders when it comes to this whole thing of identity. After a lot of years of ministry, I think I've been in ministry, I think it's been at least 150
now.
But one of the things I've discovered is that if you don't know who you are, if you don't like who you are, if you won't be who you are,
wenn du nicht bist, wenn du sollst sein,
it has a huge impact on how you live every aspect of your life.
Es ist ein riesiger Einfluss auf jede Lebenssituation von dir.
I reconcile with God.
Ich versöhne mich mit Herrn.
I realize that He has a great plan for my life.
Ich realisiere, dass er einen riesigen Plan für mich hat.
I deal with the issues between God and I.
Ich deal mit den Issues und den Problemen zwischen Gott und mir.
And the things I don't understand, I make the choice to trust Him.
Und die Sachen, die ich nicht verstehe, entscheide ich, Gott trotzdem zu trauen.
Because I know His character, because I know who He is.
Weil ich weiß, wer der Charakter ist, wer es hat und weil ich weiß, wer er ist.
And as I do that, I begin to realize that now I can begin to accept who God made me to be.
Wenn
etwas machen kann, ich kann realisieren, dass ich auch annehmen, wer der Herr geschaffen hat in mir.
I can begin to be who I am.
Ich kann anfangen werden, wer ich bin.
I think most leadership problems come from leaders who don't know who they are.
Die meisten Leidenschaftsprobleme kommen von denen, dass die nicht wissen, wer sie sind.
The story I told you about when I was a 7-year-old.
Geschichte, die ich erzählt habe, zählt nicht.
I'm sure I didn't understand it then, but I had a pretty strong sense of self. The events that took place totally wiped that out. Where I hated everything that I was. From the third grade at school, for all of my the rest of my years in school, I have no good memories. For me, school was as close to hell as I ever want to get.
Und für mich zu so machen, hat sie in die Rote gekommen.
And I did this thing a while ago, this Myers-Briggs test, are you familiar with that?
Was gibt es auch noch Myers-Briggs test?
Introvert, extrovert.
Introvertiert, extrovertiert, man hat schon.
I'm way at the top of extrovert.
In die Rote, extrovertiert.
What that means is, I need to get life from people.
Ich brauche Leben von der Rote.
Just being with you charges me up. Well, for all those years, I was scared to death of people because of what had happened. So the very thing that I needed for life, I didn't have because I was afraid of it. And so I lived in this love-hate relationship with God, hating everything that I was. And seeing me, I had no dream for my life. I didn't see anything good that could ever come out of me.
Yeah, you could see what was beautiful.
You know, in Psalm 139. Psalm 139, I think, is one of the best definitions of right self-concept that you'll find anywhere.
Und Psalm 139 ist eigentlich das beste Selbstkonzept, das du überhaupt kannst finden.
It's in Psalm 139. That David says, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. Here's my translation of what David
said.
God, you did a good job when you made me.
And he said, God, you did a good job when you made me.
And I love you for it.
And I love you for
that's reconciliation.
Das ist das.
David's not a safe self-made man.
David is a self-made man.
You don't hear David saying, God, do you realize how lucky you are that I came into your kingdom? That's not what David's saying.
That's not the same.
David's not making a statement of ego. What he's saying is, you did a good job when you made me. And I love you for it. If you don't like you, and you believe God was involved in your creation, there's got to be something inside that needs to be reconciled. Think about this for a second. If you don't like me, I'm only here today. You live. There are people all over the world that have survived a lot more of me than you have. If you don't like Folger, that's a little different.
But Folger,
he tends to hang around. He's not going anywhere. But you can survive him. There are people all over the place that have survived. But what about if you don't like you? Are you aware of the fact that you're going to spend the rest of your life with you? Not only are you going to spend the rest of your life with you, you're going to spend the rest of eternity with you.
Ich bin so ein Rat, aber dann ist
Suicide is not the answer.
Selbstmord ist keine Antwort.
Because when you wake up, you will be there.
Weil wenn du wachst, bist du dort.
Wherever that is.
Egal was ist.
And what I'm saying with that is reconciling with ourselves is extremely important.
Was ich will sagen, ist das Persönliche mit dir selber absolut entscheidend.
Learning to love who God made us to be.
Lernen, ganz klar, der Herr dir geschaffen hat.
That doesn't mean that there are not things in your life that you want to change.
Das heißt nicht, dass es Sachen in deinem Leben nicht mehr ändern.
Because there are things we all need to change.
So, wir müssen Anfänger dafür machen.
Liking you does not mean you think you're perfect.
Die ganze Zeit, ich denke, dass du nicht perfekt.
But liking you means that you've come face to face with yourself.
Aber die ganze Zeit, dass du dich selbst durchschaut und durch.
You begin to understand your strengths and your weaknesses.
Du kennst deine Stärken und Schwächen.
And you see what God's done.
Du siehst, was der Herr gemacht hat.
And you love Him for it.
Und du hast ihn gern.
Learning to love yourself will free you to love God.
Die lernen selber gern zu haben, befreit die willkommen auf Gott.
So that scripture is in 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. That's who we are.
Das ist das, was wir sind.
It doesn't say that you always think like a new creation. It doesn't say that you always feel like a new creation. It doesn't say that you always act like a new creation. And with that, everybody should say, thank God. It says that you are one. You are a new creation. That's how God sees you. Because you're in Christ. In Christ, you're made alive. Reconciliation with God takes place. God is now on our side. And He has a dream for your life. And a plan for your life. And if you'll allow Him to work that in you, then you'll begin to discover the incredible person of God in you. There's a pastor, he's actually no longer pastor, he's been pastoring in LA for a long time.
And he was in Los Angeles.
Some of you know the name Lloyd Ogilvy. He was the pastor of the Hollywood Presbyterian Church for a number of years.
And
the
Hollywood Presbyterian Church, when I saw it,
Lloyd Ogilvy is the man that I think sounds like God. Have you ever wondered if you could hear God's voice audibly, what He would sound like? Well, I know exactly what it sounds like. He sounds like Lloyd Ogilvy. Lloyd Ogilvy has this deep, rich, classy voice. Grew up in Scotland, but most of his adult life has been in the U.S. But he's not lost that classy, deep Irish brogue. I think he was a Scottish brogue, not an Irish brogue.
Since
he grew up in Scotland, yeah. And he just, you know, he sounds like God should sound. When I get to heaven, if God doesn't sound like Lloyd Ogilvy, I don't think I'll recognize his voice. When he first became the pastor of Hollywood Press, he went to the back door to greet all the congregation as they were leaving. There were hundreds of people passing by. Some of them very well known. Some of them he'd seen in the movies or in television. And as they shook his hand, you know, they said, you know, the wonderful things you would say about your pastor or whatever.
Und dann können wir uns mit dem Handschütteln haben, sie ihm all die wunderbaren Sachen sehen, wenn ein Pastor oder Jesus treffen, so sagt.
He couldn't remember what any of them said.
Er hat sich nicht mehr erinnern.
Except one little elderly woman.
Außer der älteren Frau.
And when she passed by, she just simply spoke these words.
Und was sie getroffen hat, zu ihm gesagt.
Pastor, I pray that your life will be as wonderful as it was in God's mind when he created you.
Ich bete, dass dein Leben so wunderbar wird, wie es aussieht, wo Gott dich schaffen hat.
I pray that your life will be as wonderful as it was in God's mind when he created you.
Ich bete, dass dein Leben so wunderbar ist, wie es in den Gedanken von Gott herzieht, wo er dich schafft.
She only said it once.
Die hat eins gesagt.
And went on.
Und ist gegangen.
But those words stuck in his mind.
Aber die sind in dem Leben.
Went back, preached in the second service and came back to the door again.
So hat Gottesdienst predigt, in der zweiten Tür gegangen.
And all these people passed by. Doesn't remember what any of them said. But he can't forget what that little elderly woman said. And he went back to his office and knelt down and he said, God, what did you create me
with?
And he said it was as clear as anything he's ever heard.
He heard
God say, I created you to be like my son Jesus. I believe God has a plan and a dream for your life. When God created man, we were in total reconciliation with him. We were, relationship was strong when God created man. God's dream was always strong connection with him. When man sins, that's pulled and it's broken. And we don't have an ability to come back into relationship with God. Above everything, God is love. But he's also righteous and holy. And he cannot just simply accept sinful man. But he desperately loves sinful man. You'll probably hear me say this a lot. Some of the things maybe you didn't understand that happened that, you know, maybe you're still blaming God for it.
Gewisse Sachen, die jetzt stehen, so dass sie passiert sind, ist immer noch Schuld dafür.
Let Jesus begin to put his finger on those things.
Let Jesus Christus seine Finger auf den Finger.
See, reconciliation is more than just now, I know Jesus, I'm going to die and go to heaven.
Versöhnlich kennt Christus in die Stadt bei ihm.
Reconciliation really is a growing thing where I get to know him more and more and more.
Versöhnlich ist so wachs, wo ich ihn irgendwie kennenlerne.
Reconciliation with ourselves is that we begin to understand God's dream for our life more and more and more.
And
because God has forgiven us, we can forgive ourselves and allow the Holy Spirit to shape us into everything God needs to be. Let's stop and pray. Lord, as we talked this morning about reconciliation with you and with ourselves, I ask, Lord, that those that are struggling with you, they know you. They're in relationship with you. But there are areas of their life that have not been reconciled to you. Lord, let this be a day when they can let those things go. Let this be a day when they can come into full relationship with you. Let this be a day when they begin to understand more of who they are. And that you have a dream for their life. And that they can learn to love and accept who you make them to be. So they can be everything you made them to be. Reconciliation starts there. Reconciliation with God. Reconciliation with ourselves. Thank you, Lord. Work that in our lives today. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, if the session was a couple of minutes too long, it's the translation.
It's half 6 minutes,
I love it.